Hey sis, hey, welcome back to Tia Pugh Talks the Podcast. This is your host, Tia Pugh. I'm a speaker, author, but I'm most known as the International Comeback Coach. Why? Because I teach women how to transform their life-altering setbacks into profitable businesses. After surviving over 5 years of homelessness and spiraling in seemingly never-ending toxic relationships, I'm on a quest to help women discover their purpose so they can turn them into profitable businesses. To date, I have mentored over 500 women in the area of brokenness, toxic relationships, and online business. So whether it's homelessness, toxic relationships, or life-altering setbacks, or any other tragedy, I can coach you to soar above it all. I appreciate all of those that have been hanging out with me on a regular. And if it's your first time here, thank you for coming through. I definitely do appreciate you, honey. You the bomb, girl. I hope and pray that you are having an amazing start to this new decade. It has been absolutely amazing for me. It has been really busy, and I have made some serious transformations within just these short weeks of being in a new decade. So let me give you the rundown on what's going on in my world. I started a health and wellness journey on December 24th. I joined Total Life Changers. It's a company that provides all natural health and wellness products. They are most known for their IASO detox tea. This tea has been said to help you lose 5 pounds in 5 days. Yes, honey. But my personal testimony, it allowed me to lose 7 pounds in 2 days. Can you imagine having all that sludge inside of you that desperately needs to come out? Yeah, our small intestines is typically 20 feet long, and our large intestine is typically 5 feet long. Do you really think that all the junk that you put inside of your body is flowing through there without hesitation? Nah. If you guess no, then you are right on it. Listen, we need to be detoxing our body and cleansing out our guts. We have a ton of bad bacteria in there that must go. Did you know that all diseases start in the gut? Diseases like arthritis, ADHD, fibromyalgia, IBD, depression, anxiety, lupus, diabetes, Parkinson's. I mean, it's a ton. The list goes on and on and on. I'll be here all day telling you about all the different diseases that stem from the gut, if I had time. Okay. So one of my main goals for 2020 is to live cleaner, be more healthier physically, mentally, and spiritually. So I'm building a team of women that have the same goal in mind. So if you are interested in learning more about Total Life Changes and trying the products or joining my team, then email me info@tiapugtalks.com. So let me tell you about something that I have going on next month. So February 5th at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, I'll be hosting a masterclass entitled Unlimited Money. Yes. In this masterclass, we are going to be talking about packaging up your knowledge, wisdom, expertise, strategies, and selling them over and over again. If anyone has ever come to you and asked you about a certain topic, then listen, baby. You need to bottle that information up and sell it, okay? Period. So if you would like to join this class while the price is still $20.20, then you can do so at tiapugtalks.com/learn more. If you've been here before, then you already know how we do it. We get right into it. So today's topic is stay focused. Now, you already know, I'm not gonna leave you hanging like that. I'm going to give you 3 tips on how you can actually stay focused. So let's get right into it now. So the very first thing that I want to say as it pertains to staying focused is the fact that you have to stop worrying about yesterday. The key word in that is yesterday. Yesterday is completely over. Yesterday is completely done, and we are in a completely new day. So the things that happened yesterday or didn't happen yesterday should not be of your focus. They should not be of your concern, whether you read the chapter or didn't write the chapter, whether you sent the email, didn't send the email, whether you read the text, did not reply, whatever it is. Now, let me tell you that I'm not telling you that you can be irresponsible. I'm not telling you that you have to throw all of your responsibilities away, that, oh, if you did not do it yesterday, then you cannot do it today. That is not what I'm saying by any means. What I am saying is you cannot beat yourself up over what did not get accomplished yesterday. So if there's something that didn't get done yesterday, then why can't you bring it over into today and accomplish it? A lot of people went out of 2019 and they didn't accomplish all the goals that they set for 2019. Does that mean that they throw those goals away? They put them to the wayside and they don't even aspire to actually accomplish them? No, the devil's a lie in the name of Jesus. What you need to do is carry them over and don't allow anybody to give you any slack about carrying them over. So maybe you have a huge goal. Maybe you have something that you are in pursuit of that will take longer than a year. That's okay. Just keep going. Keep going after it. You don't give up just because everybody's saying, oh, well, if you didn't accomplish that last year, then you too late. No, if you didn't accomplish it last year and you still aspire to accomplish it, then keep your foot in the race. Don't throw in the towel and don't walk away from the very thing that you know that you are truly called to go after. Okay. But don't get discouraged and don't beat yourself up. Don't be hard on yourself, because that is one of the things that I have actually fallen accustomed to sometimes, is being hard on myself because I have this whole list of things that I need to get done, but I don't get them all done in one day. And so I have to carry them over to the next day. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you are so dumb. You are so stupid. You move so slow. You know, talking bad to myself. So you have to make sure that just because you didn't get it done yesterday, don't mean that you start being hard on yourself and beating yourself up and tearing yourself down and being extra negative. No, pick yourself up and start again. Carry on. Fall down 7 times, get up 8. Don't allow the defeats of yesterday to stop you from being successful in today. Also, let's think about this. In a car, you have a windshield and you have a rear view mirror. Do you know why the windshield is as big as it is versus the rear view mirror actually being small? Because you are not meant to look back for a long amount of time. You're meant to glance when you're driving. You only glance in that rearview mirror every now and then, right? You're not stuck looking in that rearview mirror, because if you were, you would not be able to move forward. The windshield is as big as it is and as clear and wide open as it is because you need to be able to see forward, because that's the direction that you're moving in. You need to be able to see what's coming ahead of you, and not really worrying about what's behind you, because that day is over, that day is done. You cannot go back and fix anything. You cannot go back and change anything. So your best bet is to continue to look forward so that you can continue to move forward in clear sight and clear vision. Hey sis, hey, are you enjoying the podcast? Is it blessing you? If so, please consider a small monthly donation to help sustain future episodes. If you visit anchor.fm/Tia-Pew, you can sign up to give a monetary donation of 99 cents all the way to $9.99 a month. It will be greatly appreciated, and you will be guaranteed at least one episode a month and given the opportunity to win a customized video message from me. So the second thing that I want to mention as it pertains to staying focused is to make a to-do list. I am the queen, honey, of a to-do list. A to-do list keeps me on track and keeps me focused, because, honey, the way my life's set up, might be a lot of distractions and stuff coming up here and there, and little sidebars and side notes and all kind of little side situations. Okay, so I have to make a to-do list to know exactly what it is that I am to accomplish for the day or for the week, period. Sometimes I make a to-do list for the whole week and then I just work off of that throughout the week. Or sometimes I make a week, a day-to-day to-do list, but mostly I usually make like a whole week worth of a to-do list and I just work on that throughout the week. But it definitely keeps me focused, it keeps me on track, and it keeps me headed in the direction that I know I want to go in. And you know, whenever those distractions come up, then I know exactly where I can start at because I know where I left off at due to my to-do list. It definitely is a lifesaver. Now, let me tell you how you can create a to-do list. There are a ton of different applications that you can use. You can use Wunderlist, you can use Google Docs, Google Sheets. You can use your phone and your notes. In my notes on my phone, I have it where you can make like a check mark beside the thing on the to-do list. So that's usually what I do. I just create it in there for my personal use, or if it's something that I need for my peeps to do and work on, then I will create it in an application where they can see it as well. So if they have some things that they can jump in and help me with, if they have time, then you know they can do that as well and they can check it off and I can know, well, okay, I don't have to worry about that anymore because it's already been checked off. So it's already been taken care of. But other than that, I usually just create it simply in my phone, like my grocery list in my phone, all kind of different things. I usually put it in my phone so I can know exactly what it is that I need. Nowadays, a lot of people don't use pen and paper anymore. I do still use pen and paper, but not all the time for my to-do list. I usually keep it pretty handy and pretty accessible via my phone or some other type of application. So definitely make sure that you set out to create a to-do list, and I promise you, you will get more accomplished if you refer back to it and you stay focused on it. So the third and final thing that I want to discuss as it pertains to staying focused is to really implement prayer and meditation into your daily routine. So this is something that you can do before you even get out of the bed. You don't have to grab your phone. You don't have to do anything extra. You can literally lay there in your bed in total silence, in total serenity, and just begin to talk to God. Yep, you can. And I really want to make sure that I stress the part of meditation because I feel like this is something that is always left out of the equation. Yes, we pray. Yes, we talk to God. Yes, we give him thanks. We do all of these great and amazing things. But at the end of that, if you are looking for an answer, you're praying for an answer, you're praying for clarity, then you need to be spending time meditating because that is where you are going to be able to hear the message that he has for you. He's going to be able to provide you the clarity that you need. Don't rush out of prayer and then just go on about your day. Spend some time after the prayer, sitting there in the calmness and the silence to actually be able to receive whatever it is that he has that he wants to speak to you after that prayer. If you notice in the Bible, when Jesus went away to pray, it says he went away to a quiet place where there was silence so that he could hear the small, still voice. So in order to be able to do that and hear that, you have to make sure that you spend time meditating in order to receive whatever it is that he wants to impart inside of you.
Hey,
Cases. Hey, I'm your host, Tia Pugh. Thanks for tuning in to Tia Pugh Talks, the podcast. I really appreciate you listening. Come over and connect with me on Facebook and Instagram at Tia Pugh Talks. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so that you can be one of the first to know when a new episode drops. Okay, let me leave you with this. You'll go so much farther if you actually take the time to be kind to yourself. You'll feel better about accomplishing your goals. Okay? So I love y'all so very much. I thank you so much for tuning in again. I hope that this has pushed you, inspired you, and given you some information to actually stay focused throughout this year. I look forward to you listening again. Until then, peace.